You notice in Buddhist practice that the you know, that like in the Paticchasamuppada that we chanted this morning, that nama rupa is they work they it's always working together. The body mind is always there. Form and the mental processes are together. They're not it's not a separate thing. And even in the Paticchasamuppada, the vijñāna-paccaya nāma-rūpaṁ say with consciousness as condition, there is the body-mind experiences. On say the traditional explanation is always the, you know, with the relinking consciousness, rebirth consciousness, then there is body and mind. It's always a, it's not a, you know, as if we've got disembodied consciousness that is functioning in the world. In order for a human life to exist, there needs to be body and mind, and that is what sustains life through the whole sort of our whole existence. So that the, you know, if for some reason the body is jeopardized or dies, and that is it. Body and consciousness, the mind ceases to have a formal relationship with the body. The body dies, and these are integral functions. So that in meditation, really trying to recognize that, to honor that, and to become, and particularly for us, I think it's important to really attend to the body, the bodily experience, so that we're really having a stable anchor for the in the meditation.